Hey y'all, Brother Gary, Hands Cross Borders Devotional down here in Mexico. We're continuing our devotion through John chapter 12. We'll look at verses 25 and 26, see our thought for the day. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And so what we see here is this is a continuation from verse 23. Remember, the Gentiles have come, and Jesus says, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. He's talking about his sacrifice that was set up before the foundation of the world. This is what he came to do. He came to die for the sins of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life, right? That is John 3:16. And so verse 24 now, he says how he's going to die on the cross, right? And the way he's going to do that, as a result of that, he's going to bear much fruit. If you need to learn more about that verse, go back to our previous lesson. But verse 25, he continues this on, and he's saying this, the key to verse 25 is in this world. And what we're seeing, first of all, is a principle stated in verse 24, and it's of wide application. If it is true of Jesus, it must be true of his followers, that if we die to self, then we can bear much fruit also. Now, I can't save anybody and you can't either, but we can point them to Christ. That's the way I mean it, okay? But we notice something in this world. The way you and I live our lives in this world speaks a lot about our walk with God. If you love your life in this world, in other words, you're so entangled in it that, man, you know, I don't want to die today because I know I'd go to heaven, but man, I would miss my new car, or I'd miss this, or I'd miss that. And you're so enthralled with self-absorption. It's all about you, right? When you see people who are just doing a job for the money, and it's all about them, they'll say, oh, well, you know, you're not paying me for that. But the one who's doing it selflessly, who's really into it, doesn't matter. They're enjoying what they're doing. Why? Because they're living to do whatever. And so the Lord is saying this, listen, if you're living for yourself, you're not going to accomplish anything in this life. I mean, get what you can now, because you're going to lose everything once you die. You're going to hell. But the one who truly belongs to Christ, the one who is truly in love with the Lord, freely gives up the things of this world for God. In other words, he doesn't live his life for self, he lives his life for others or the Lord. The things of God come first. Now we can see this about where it's talking about hates this world. We're just pilgrims and looking for the city to come. Oh, we live in here now, but our home is in heaven. Look at Hebrews 11, 13 through 16. These all died in faith. Remember, this is the hall of faith. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims of the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared them a city. That goes back to John 14:6. where Jesus said, I go and prepare a city for you. Jesus is God manifest in the flesh, right? But what we see here is this, is in verse 26 now, he's saying, now look, if you want to serve me, follow me. Follow his example. Follow his example. Because as we follow him, we're right there with him. And as a result of that, we'll reap in due season. You see, the selfish life may look good for a while, but in the long run, it destroys you. The life that is lived for Christ, that doesn't mean be a monk and go hole up somewhere, and it doesn't mean you can't have a job and all that, but I'm saying with your job, whatever you're doing, it's Christ first. And you're a follower of Christ first. Now, you have to make a living. We know that. But that's not your life. Christ is your life. All these guys, all they talk about is what they did and all this. That's their life. Your life should be Christ. Remember, we're not in any studios, so my dogs are going crazy. And what we see here is this. The one who lives his life for self loses everything. And the one who lives his life for Christ, surrenders his life to Christ, gains it all. What kind of a life are you living?